Please stand up for authentic education. Just the moment you set your foot in school, you need to get ready, as plenty will go wrong. The very notion that you can be marked with a grade is one of the greatest errors in education. You are not a grade. Your GPA is utter nonsense. You are not supposed to memorize or cram anyway. Teachers will use your grades to pretend that they are working. The principal will use the school average to retain accreditation and keep getting money. And a punishing grade, even without any ridicule, marks your teachers as mad and fraudulent. The notion that you can be motivated with grades that have impact on your entire life while teachers and principals are using them for fraud is madness and cruelty and a crime. It plays right into tricking you into memorization so that you brainlessly pretend you have an education. But after graduation, you will be completely uneducated. You will not know what to do, where to go, or correct from incorrect. Quietly sitting in the back row, waiting to get out of school, will destroy the world, all of its beauty, all of its love and compassion, all of its future, all of its humanity. Real education requires that you follow your deepest curiosities, and it is precisely as unique as you are. It is, after all, an extension of you, the blooming of you. Above all, you must begin learning on your own. Because trusting others with something as profound as your very own education that connects to everything within you, that's just dumb. That is reckless and irresponsible. You are not a vessel to be filled by the spirit of the age. You are meant to grow all the way up. All that you learn must be precisely arranged so that it is relevant to you and that you can use in your life. There is no sitting in rows memorizing random disconnected nonsense. What's the thinking behind that? It all comes together magically on the graduation day? Are you out of your mind? You must find what calls to you and begin learning starting in the days that it was invented. The early days of physics, or mathematics, or programming, or even philosophy. And out of love for what moves you, you learn, reconnecting the dots. Philosophy especially will teach you what it means to be human. How hard we surged, and to what great heights we rose. Understand humanity, to learn to love it. Protect the hard-earned steps and the foundation that you still stand on. You are not meant to accept a world divided, and your home and the homes of your children will not be safe until we stop pointing missiles at each other, which in itself is a great act of wisdom and the love of humanity. In these desperate times, when no authentic teachers are to be found, you have to learn programming, as this will grant you the ability to tell real and authentic functional education from an ineffective, worthless impression of an education. When a teacher says, "Open your books on chapter 1, you need to go into alert mode. You need to ask, "But what about me? My curiosities that pave a path of my education.
If my authentic education is inconvenient to you, what are you doing as a teacher?
Are you pretending to teach? Hiding behind equally ineffective textbooks and principles? Because there is no way all the students will find the material relevant. They will just memorize it, and that does not make for a prerequisite, unless the lessons that follow are equally as ineffective. One education fits all. It's just fraud. Simple, dumb, uneducated fraud. That the teacher is getting paid is just a crime, but there is something greater to worry about. It is about students not receiving real education, and without real education, they won't even know what to stand up for. You can gently explain to such a person that their education was stolen from them, that they aren't meant to be born into a poverty, that they aren't less than intelligent, that grades were a lie. But they always return to their job, their average days, because they don't know where to go. Because it is not within them to understand that to grow all the way up means to become a great being, to become an adult, to become the teachers that we can't find, to change the world for the better, for the safer, the wiser, for an endless future, truly and deeply worthy of all that humanity can become.